Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. In the weeks following the February celebration of the entrance of Christ into the temple, the Orthodox Church begins to prepare herself for the holiest time of the year, the season of Great Lent. The Church does not plunge headlong into this season, but rather prepares the faithful for the seriousness and significance of their Lenten journey to come through a series of five pre-Lenten Sundays. A fundamental aspect of repentance is addressed in the Gospel lesson on each of these Sundays. The five themes of the pre-Lenten Sundays are desire, humility, return from exile, the Last Judgment, and forgiveness. Today's program will center on the second and third pre-Lenten Sundays in the theme of humility, which centers on the Gospel of the Publican and the Pharisee, and the theme of the return from exile with the Gospel reading of the Prodigal Son. Our first hymn for the Sunday of the Publican and Pharisee comes from the Apostica, sung during the Vespers service. It is set in Byzantine chant and is sung in English by Apostolos Hill.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Mine eyes are weighed.
Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. The month of February marks both the birth and the death of the Russian composer Viktor Kalinnikov. Born on the 18th of February, 1870, he died on the 23rd of February, 1927. Thus, around this time of year, we devote a program to the beautiful sacred choral music of this little-known composer. Those in our listening audience are much more likely to be familiar with the name of Vasily Kalinnikov, Viktor's older brother, who is well known for two of his symphonies. Vasily, however, died an untimely death in 1901 at the age of 35. Viktor, who began his compositional career in the shadow of his brother, eventually came into his own as a composer primarily of choral music, both sacred and secular. Most of Kalinnikov's life was spent in Moscow, where he was associated with the Moscow Synodal Choir and the Moscow Synodal School of Church Singing. His works were composed with the Synodal Choir in mind, and most of them were premiered by this choir of men and boys. Kalinnikov's compositional output of sacred pieces is not large, a mere 24 settings, but all of them are miniature choral masterpieces. He did not group them into complete liturgical cycles, but in fact he did compose almost all the main hymns of the All-Night Vigil service and the Divine Liturgy. We will begin by hearing four hymns from the All-Night Vigil, the opening psalm, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, the evening hymn, Gladsome Light, the Song of St. Simeon, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, and the dismissal hymn of Vespers, Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos. The first selection is sung in an arrangement for male voices by the monks of the Holy Trinity St. Sergius Monastery, Father Matthew Mormil, conductor. The second selection is sung by the Holst Singers, directed by Stephen Layton. And the third and fourth selections are sung by the Blagovist Ensemble of Moscow, Galina Koltsova, conductor.
Thank you.
You heard four compositions on texts from the Orthodox Vesper Service by Viktor Kalinnikov, a little-known master of Russian choral writing, whose birth date and death date we are commemorating on today's program. We now continue with two settings from the Matins portion of the Vigil service. The festive Psalm 135, Praise the Name of the Lord, and the gradual antiphon in the fourth tone, From my youth, many passions have fought against me. Once again, we hear the Blagovist Ensemble of Moscow under the direction of Galina Koltsova.
Thank you.
Our program today marks the birthday of Viktor Kalinnikov, born on February 18th, 1870, and the date of his death, February 23rd, 1927. Virtually all of Kalinnikov's works are free compositions, which means that he did not use pre-existing chant melodies. At the same time, his works sound like they're based on chant, and this is not coincidental. Composers of his period were trying to write sacred music that would fit in aesthetically with the spirit of the Russian Orthodox service. And even when they composed freely, out of their imagination, they modeled their creations on the chants that were being used by some of their colleagues. Interestingly enough, Kalinnikov's hymns from the All Night Vigil that we just heard were composed in 1915, almost simultaneously with Rachmaninoff's monumental All Night Vigil, Opus 37, in which Rachmaninoff based some of the sections on actual chants, but in others, like Kalinnikov, wrote quasi-chant melodies. Having said all this, we will now hear Kalinnikov's one work that is actually based on a pre-existing chant melody. His setting of the Hymn to the Mother of God, "It is truly fitting to bless you, O Theotokos, ever blessed and most pure, and the Mother of our God." This will be followed by an adaptation in English of his cherubic hymn from the Divine Liturgy. The first selection will be sung by the Russian Patriarchate Choir, Anatoly Grindenko director, and the second by St. Vladimir's Liturgical Chorale, David Drillock, director. And so we bring to a close this program of Icons in Sound, a tribute to the Russian composer Viktor Kalinnikov, who was born and died in the month of February. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. Ask for program number 151. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and reminding you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.